It's time to talk orange and white on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming online at GoPrimeTimeSports.com on Cougar Corner.
And welcome to Cougar Corner. John Dinkins here with you live from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, and we are going to have Coach Brian Stewart on phone. I think you're with me, right, Coach?
I'm here. How are we doing this morning?
Well, we're better question is, you've been traveling the highways and byways, and where are you located right now? Are you on the bus?
Well, you wouldn't believe it, but we are just pulling back into the borough right now.
Are you really? Well, you could just step on in here, and they could drop you off, and you can grab a bite to eat.
Well, I'd love
not
to.
I'll make that.
Just take me right on over to the bucket and drop me off. But we're just pulling in. We're very fortunate. I'm going to do a commercial for all your travel needs. West Tennessee Motor Coach is called John Davidson in Paris, Tennessee. Sam, our driver, is taking great care of us, and we've enjoyed our trip.
All right. And that's a free plug. That's pretty good.
There you go, free
Coach,
plug, my buddy Lob.
A little unusual to have to go that far and drive. And how'd your kids enjoy it? And did you get to do anything in besides play football?
All we did was drive and eat and play football and eat and sleep and then come back. But it was a great trip. We're going to try to do it a little bit differently next year. You know, me coming in kind of late, you know, not knowing everything about the trip. But we tried to plan. We wanted to go up to Knoxville and maybe practice, but we couldn't do that. We weren't able to work that out. But we're going to do things a little bit differently next year when we travel up. But had a great trip. You know, the circumstances of the game didn't turn out like we wanted it to. And if I told you nobody got hurt last night, would you believe me?
I would want to believe you, and I hope that's the case.
Well, that's not the case, but, you know, we had a rough start. We're out there warming up last night, our starting quarterback. You know, Britt Roberts goes down, pulls a groin, and just, you know, something that you never think about maybe could happen in the beginning of a warm-up, and that's the case. And so, you know, we go with our freshman, Peyton Buckner, and I'm telling you, Peyton did a great job. He came in and, you know, I know he was nervous, I know he was a little tight, but he goes out and does a great job in the first half for us. I mean, it's 14-0 as we went into halftime, but, you know, we were in the ball game, and, you know, we shot ourselves in the foot once again with some turnovers and some things, you know, that cost us, you know, just the same plague to the past we've had. But as I was telling so many people, we've got so many freshmen and sophomores on the field, and, you know, a lot of those guys would be probably playing JV football, but they're having to start. And the experience that they're gaining and getting right now is just paramount. And it's going to prove effective for us here in a couple of years, I'm telling you.
Yeah, you have to look at it that way in terms of that's some great, valuable playing time and playing experience. Talking about putting in a freshman quarterback, that, I guess, in a way, it was good for him that he really didn't know that till just right before game time.
Well, correct. I mean, it was great for him getting that type of experience. You know, we had to change our game plan up at the last moment, and, you know, that's never anything you really want to do. But he had some reps in the week, and, you know, we always try to give him some reps, not as many as you would always give your starter, but, you know, did the best we could with the time frame we were given. But, you know, Ben Payton did a great job. He came out, threw the football well for us, and, you know, just commanded the offense and did a good job. And I was real proud of the guys around him, you know, kind of giving him the encouragement that he needed. So, you know, we didn't have Stephen Brent last night. He was out. And, Dylan Ritter, another senior, has been playing well. He was out and maybe out the remainder of the season. Of course, Ivy is out and going to have knee surgery. So, you know, I think last night we only had three seniors on the field. And so, you know, that speaks volumes for where we are with what's going on. And so,
Let me ask you about Stephen Brent. What's his prognosis, and is he going to try to take another test for that concussion?
Oh, he's going to be fine. I mean, he went back in this Tuesday for his test, and he just didn't, you know, when they tested him for the concussion again, he just still had some dizziness, and he probably could have gone, but, you know, the doctors felt it necessary to keep him out this week, and so we did that. And, you know, hey, he stood on the sideline and cheered the guys all around him, and, you know, he was, you know, I felt sorry for him. I looked at him a couple of times, and boy, was just killing him wanting to be out there. And we needed him, no doubt about it, but, you know, that's just the way things go sometimes, and we've got to get our feet underneath us and see if we can't pull out a victory against Moore County next week.
Let's talk about Moore County a little bit. The Eagleville had a win over them, but they're a pretty good ball club.
Yeah, I mean, you know, both of those teams are good, and, you know, Coach Smith does a great job, and, you know, we've got to find a way to just execute, and that's the thing that keeps, you know, hurting us. I mean, the first drive that we had last night, we're moving the football as usual. We turn it over, fumbles, you know, just giving the team, you know, the ball at midfield, and, you know, but I'm telling you, I was really proud of our guys. I mean, we come out after the 14-0 last night, second half, and our defense makes them go 3-and-out. And, you know, that's a defense without Stephen Brent over there playing Mike linebacker. And so I was – and the thing about it is, our, you know, Brent plays outside linebacker, and so he's out. Well, his backup was Peyton Buckner. So I didn't want to play a freshman both ways, and he actually did. And so we had to take a kid who's an inside linebacker, no reps at outside, and put him over there. And so Austin Melton played there and did a good job for us. And, you know, it's just – it's tough when you don't have the depth and then you've got so many kids out injured as we have. It's just difficult. And so, but we've got to we are experiencing a tremendous amount of adversity. And, you know, this is I've been doing this a long time, and I've never seen anything like it. And you know, it's kind of like a MASH unit right now. But we're gonna be fine. We just got to keep on battling and keep coaching them up, and just gain that experience and then get better.
Talking about Brent pulled a groin. Is that a day-to-day thing, or do you know?
No, we don't know right now. I mean, he was still very sore this morning, and I mean, he wanted to play last night. We took him in and iced him before the game started and, you know, taped him up. But, you know, I asked him to walk over toward me, and he just grimaced. I said, "You can't go." And so this morning he's real sore, and we're going to get some stem, and we're going to try to just, you know, it may be that he's out this Friday. And if he is, well, hey, we'll just have to go with what we got. But don't know. Hoping that he's going to be better and be back in the lineup for Friday night. We need him.
Coach Brian Stewart with me here on Cougar Corner. Coach, when you talk about the injuries and things and 1A and that kind of thing, it's got to affect the depth quite honestly. But also, are you starting to worry a little bit about numbers?
Well, I mean, you know, when you have only 33 players and you've got as many as we've got hurting, you know, that does affect everything. But, you know, our numbers are fine. I mean, we're doing – We just, you know, there's more kids getting an opportunity to play, and they, at the end of the day, that's what they want, and, you know, what they desire is to be on that field. And, you know, it's just I feel sorry for some of them in a way because they're so small. They're not big enough to take that week in, week out pounding that, you know, these juniors and seniors that are giving them. You know, it'd be different. I mean, I've had a freshman before who was large enough and could take the impacts and everything, but when you've got kids that, you know, I would just kind of joke around, walk around the locker room, and say, "What do you weigh?" You know, 125, 124, 130, and those are small guys. You can go to a middle school game during the week and you go find kids a whole lot bigger than that. So, you know, it's just the body can only take so much, and it's a war of attrition, no doubt about it, and we just got to take our lumps. We've got to try to find a way to get healthy. We're going to have a week off here after Moore County, and I think that week's going to help us and get our feet back underneath us. And we've got to try to find a way to win 4 games or 5 games, and who knows, make it to the playoffs.
Well, I know when you talk about, you make a really good point about maturity of a person's body. There's a huge difference between a freshman and a senior, particularly in the fact of opportunities to get to the weight room.
Absolutely.
Just growing.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing. These kids it's just growth period. You know, I was very fortunate. I coached Dre Bowles there at Jackson Christian for his freshman and sophomore year. You know, he has signed with Tennessee, or he's committed to Tennessee, I should say. Well, there's a kid that started as a freshman, and he didn't play like a freshman. And, you know, he's a Division I athlete. And when you look at, you know, a lot of most kids, I mean, when you're a freshman, you don't play on the varsity football team. I mean, you're maybe on the team, but you're playing on the JV squad. Well, and, you know, just like last night, when the younger kids from the other team come in, and now we're playing against kids our own age, I mean, we took the football right down the field. You know, we've got the ability to do some things and do it well. And, you know, we need the confidence. We need a boost there to feel good about things that we're doing. And when our kids see themselves on tape, just like last night, I'm sitting there watching some of the film, first couple of drives, I mean, we're moving the football and doing things right. Hey, when we're lined up correctly on defense and when we're taking on our assignments like we're supposed to, we do things well. And that's what you want those kids to see, to believe in themselves and to believe in what you're teaching, to grasp the concept of the game plan and take ownership of it. And when they do that and they see themselves having success, they know they can do it. And, you know, confidence comes from within, and then confidence comes from being on that field and seeing the fruits of their labor by doing the right things, and then it paying off for them.
I do want to talk a little bit about your trip. I know that's a great experience for those kids, and getting on a bus and taking a long drive. And I know that's, it's not always the most opportune times, but that's got to be a learning experience as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's neat to always get to go on a trip like that and get to stay in a nice hotel, and the park vista was beautiful and the scenery was beautiful. We had great food, and it's a good time for camaraderie, good fellowship. You know, great time to spend. You know, we wanted to do it for a great community effort. We had so many parents and people come up last night. We had a tremendous crowd, the band, the cheerleaders, and man, they were all, everybody did a great job, and it was just a fun family experience. You wish you could have had a W to make people feel better, but, you know, last night we got back to the hotel, and the lobby's packed with all our people, and we just had a great time. It was so enjoyable. We had a blast.
Well, I know they'll learn from that as well, and I'm going to kind of let you go a little early today because I know you got a lot of things to get unpacked and get on home and get ready for Moore County next week.
Hey, we certainly appreciate it. I'm telling you, it just it's great for you guys to be able to do this over the phone like that, and I thank you so much for it. Appreciate what you guys do.
Hey, he didn't let you drive the bus, did he?
Hey, he can. I got a CDL. I can handle it. I told him. I said,
I kind of figured you might want to drive that bad boy.
Listen, I drove one last year in Mobile. We had a big charter bus just like this, and I'm always the bus driver. I love it. It's the best seat in the house.
Well, I know that riding in style.
There you go, riding in style. Hey, don't forget, West Tennessee Motor Coach, John Davidson, Paris, Tennessee. Give him a call.
All right, Coach. Coach Brian Stewart of the Middle Tennessee Christian School Cougars. We appreciate him giving some time, and it's kind of tough doing that on the road, but we appreciate him calling in for us. And we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have the Cougar Corner scoreboard coming up right after this timeout. Stay with us.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents. Solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids. And it's far deeper than a coaching on the field or teaching in the classroom.
MTCS. E1 Autos and Evans Auto Exchange is proud to support MTCS Athletics. Jimmy Evans and family own and operate E1 Autos. You can find them online at e1auto.com. That's E1auto.com. And also Evans Auto Exchange. EvansAutoExchange.com. You can custom order a specific vehicle or check out their extensive inventory and never leave home. It's all there. Make, model, picture, and a price. E1 Autos is at 1605 Memorial Boulevard or call 896-CARS. That's 896-2277. Evans Auto Exchange is at 2240 Northwest Broad, 895-6990, 895-6990. Jimmy Evans, E1 Autos, and Evans Auto Exchange, proud to support the Orange and White of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Everything we do affects our eternal destiny.
President Lynn Watson of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
We feel like that every decision we make has an impact on tomorrow and the rest of our lives. And so we try to encourage students to think with that kind of eternal perspective in mind.
The mission of Middle Tennessee Christian School is to provide an education based on Christian values and academic excellence. Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
MTCS Cougar Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450 and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we're back with the Cougar Corner scoreboard, and Judy Coates, want to thank her as always for giving us this information each and every week. And we need to buy Judy something. Just nod your head. You're not on the air right now. Don't talk. Yeah, we need to give Judy something, you know, like a gift certificate or something. Of course, coming from you, Brian, that will be pretty difficult. But I'll keep working on it, Judy, I promise. In high school volleyball, Tuesday versus Lancaster Christian, 16-25, 25-19, 22-20, a win. That's the best two out of three in JV. In varsity, a 20-25, 10-25, 26-24, 15-25 loss. And a hard loss there by the varsity against Lancaster Christian. On Thursday in volleyball against Eagleville, they took a loss with the JV, and the varsity also lost 26-24, 24-26, 11-25, and 22-25. Junior high football on Thursday night, they played Liberty, and it was an 18-12 loss by the junior high football team. And junior high volleyball against Lancaster Christian on Tuesday, they took a loss, and on Thursday versus Curry Ingram, a win, 25-14 and 25-9. That was on Thursday in junior high volleyball. Next week's schedule looks like this. In high school volleyball, they'll be at Cannon County, and Gordonsville will be there as well in a tri-match. Junior high volleyball will be at Eagleville, and then girls soccer versus campus school on Tuesday. They'll be at community in volleyball, soccer at community, and volleyball again on Thursday at Dixon Academy, on Tuesday, that is. On Thursday, high school girls soccer at St. Andrews, high school volleyball at Central Magnet, junior high volleyball at Providence Christian, junior high girls soccer will be at Good Pasture, junior high football versus community, and on Friday, high school football, they'll be against playing against Moore County. That's on Friday in high school football. And Saturday, elementary football. Do you know they had elementary football?
Yeah, I did.
That's all you get to say, yeah, till you close, your suave closing.
The little Cougars.
The baby Cougars.
Yeah.
You know, the junior varsity would be, I guess, the little Cougars, sort of. Although Coach Stewart would say they're helping out on the varsity right now. Elementary football at Chapel Hill, that'll be on Saturday. That's next Saturday. Well, that's going to do it for Cougar Corner. Brian Barrett steps back in. You're allowed to talk now, Brian.
Okay. Thank you.
You're not going to say anything, though, now, are you?
Well, what's left to say?
Well, I know this. Mm-hmm. We've got a district. We'll go back into district battle next week, and we will be at Blackman for the Oakland-Blackman game. There's a big game not even across town from us. It'll be Siegel at Riverdale. And then we've got another big rivalry, Smyrna-Laverne. So yeah, it's going to be some really exciting football next week. And finally, they get to come on my new side of the town. I'm only going to be a couple miles away, and you've got to do the driving, big boy.
Well, yes, but I'll be coming from the station, which is like in between. So it's all good. Eagleville at community, or Eagleville versus community, and Christian School versus Moore County in single A next week, by the way.
So. That's homecoming, by the way, for Eagleville. And I'm scheduled to be a homecoming judge, as I've done for the last 2 years. It's quite an honor.
It's rigged.
Quite an honor. And not the fact that my daughter's float won last year. I don't think that was any.
Probably not.
I didn't get to vote on that. I didn't get to vote on the little kids.
Did Johnson get to vote on it?
Johnson did.
Oh.
And finally, after threatening phone calls from my daughter, he finally decided to go with the kindergarten float. I'm kidding.
Is that why there was money exchanged?
No, there was not any money exchanged. Gee, you make everything scandalous. I tell you. And we've got that'll be at 7:30. I'm almost positive that game starts at 7:30.
Yep.
You've been listening to Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and the Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches, live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Keep up with MTCS Athletics online at mtcscougars.org, the official website of Middle Tennessee Christian School. And don't miss joining us here on WGNS AM FM again next week for another edition of Cougar Corner.